Hey peeps, just a friendly reminder, Crypto Beatles shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beatles and his guests. Robert Beatles is the co-founder of the Monarch Wallet, host of TradingView Sessions, Crypto Beatles on YouTube, and on several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beatles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. And one last thing before we get into this, please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. All right, so now that that's out of the way, let's get into this. What is going on, peeps? So like I've been saying for months on several different channels that have been repeating my words, leave Bitcoin alone. It's similar to like what Chris Crocker said in 2007 when he said, leave Britney alone. Now, I'm not going to, you know, go through all the tears and the runny mascara, but you get the idea, right? And I know that I'm going to catch some tribalism hate for this video and for my opinion, but I truly do not care. I can't save you all, and no one will ever make everyone agree on any one thing. It's really that simple. My one thing today is leave Bitcoin alone. I've been in crypto since 2011, and I love Bitcoin more than most of you. I think it's the greatest invention of my lifetime, but some of you believe it's Bitcoin or nothing. Some of you believe it's using an altcoin is like a dirty word where it's like cheating on a spouse. And some of you simply hate the idea of Bitcoin Cash. Yet, some of you will keep an open mind, and some of you won't. It's like that in life, right? There's people that'll take advice and counsel. Those people excel. Others, well, they don't. I'm not here for them. I'm here for you. The people will keep an open mind, and let me explain my thoughts just a little bit for you. Bitcoin was designed and created by Satoshi Nakamoto to be a peer-to-peer electronic cash system. Plain and simple. Well, actually not so plain and not so simple. It's actually the most incredible code ever written in my book, but I digress. So what are some of the characteristics or traits of cash or sound money? Well, they're durability, portability, divisibility, uniformity, limited supply, and acceptability. On the surface, Bitcoin does some of this, but it's failed as it sucks for buying coffee. That's right. But it is an incredible and amazing store of value. What do I mean by it's failed for buying coffee? Well, it's slow and it's expensive to use. Sending $1 can take days and cost over $20. That's right, over 20 bucks in days. Do you have days to wait in the Starbucks line while people are waiting on you and your transaction to get processed and go through? I don't think so. And well, that could be one expensive cup of coffee too, right?
And again, you can see it's one US dollar, right? One US dollar. You can hit send. When we were testing the app, you know, basically we have to test to make sure all the currencies, look at that, 2447. Wowzers. Anyways, that's $23 to send that. When we were, and I just sent it. You can see right there, there's a transaction hash.
Look here at what the average costs are to send Bitcoin. That's $1.65 at this current moment, but it can rise greatly. Look at what it costs to send Bitcoin Cash. It is way less than even a penny. Now let's look at Bitcoin's volatility. As you can see right here, here is Bitcoin's volatility for the month. 30-day high and low, got almost $14,000 to like $7,500. Why does this matter? Well, let's say that you're a hardworking person, busting your butt for your family, and you make 15 bucks an hour, paid in Bitcoin. Then the market dumps, and now you get paid 2 bucks an hour due to the massive price swing, not in your favor. How do you explain this to your wife, your kids, your landlord, your utility company, etc., as to why you can't pay your bills? Now, you can argue that the same could hold true with Bitcoin Cash and other cryptos. Sure, indeed it could. But that's why there's things like, you know, stable coins and stable tokens, like things like Honestcoin. Ensure what you make, you keep, and then you can spend. You can't do this with Bitcoin and a lot of other cryptos. But does that mean that Bitcoin has totally failed? Absolutely not. However, it could. What do I mean? People don't understand there is a team of unelected people working on Bitcoin that if they had a bad day, they can destroy Bitcoin for everyone. Don't believe me? In 2010, they accidentally created an additional 184 billion Bitcoin. Luckily, they were destroyed in time.
Just last year, the Bitcoin Core dev team accidentally included a bug in the code that could have allowed people or an attacker to create as many Bitcoin as they wanted, thereby inflating the supply and devaluing current Bitcoins out there in the market. If some anonymous Bitcoin Cash developer, who knows, maybe it was Satoshi, didn't tell the Core team about the bug, God only knows how bad it could have gotten for everybody. Crazy, right? So who are these people at Bitcoin Core? Who put them in charge?
Who put these guys in charge?
You really touched a hot button issue there. So when Satoshi left the project, he asked Gavin Andreessen, hey, Gavin, and Gavin had been helping with the project a lot since 2010 and was, writing code for the Bitcoin Core protocol at that point. And Satoshi said, hey, can I put your email address on the website as somebody that people can contact about the project? And Gavin said, yeah, sure. And what Satoshi didn't tell Gavin at the same time, by the way, when I add your email to there, I'm going to remove mine. So that's what Satoshi did. So Satoshi literally put Gavin's contact information on the website and removed Satoshi's own information. So like Satoshi turned over the project to Gavin right then and there. And Gavin wanted some help and some other people to help with it. So Gavin, in addition to having, keys to the now they're using GitHub, but back then they were using SourceForge, which was like a precursor to GitHub. Anyhow, he invited some other people and gave them access also to the source code for Bitcoin. So one of the people he gave access to was a guy named Greg Maxwell, Luke Jr., and a couple of others. So it'd be like, if I was Satoshi, I gave you the keys to the software repository, then Gavin shared those keys with some other people, and then later on, those other people revoked Gavin's keys and kicked him out of the whole project and totally, basically they hijacked the entire project of Bitcoin. And not only did they revoke Gavin's access after he was nice enough to share his access with them, who, and again, Gavin received it from Satoshi, they then totally hard forked the entire economic code of the project and basically managed to get control of the main discussion platforms as well.
Look, I get that it's open to the world to contribute code and opinions to Bitcoin, and that's one of the many things that makes Bitcoin great. But did you know that Satoshi Nakamoto himself put Gavin Andreessen in charge of Bitcoin when he disappeared? Satoshi gave Gavin the admin access to Bitcoin. Did you know that the Bitcoin Core team kicked Gavin out of Bitcoin, but kept his access? The very person Satoshi put in charge of Bitcoin got kicked out of Bitcoin. That's just nutty, right? Look, and I get that Gavin said Craig Wright was Satoshi. And many have been led to believe that Wright is or isn't Satoshi, although he's having a hell of a hard time showing that in court. But even Kraken's founder Jesse Powell says that maybe Wright is Satoshi, but people change. Check out the video clip right here.
I don't think the original Satoshi Nakamoto would be, doing this type of stuff. But
I don't think so either, but who knows? I mean, people develop brain tumors and go crazy all the time. I mean, it could be that he is Satoshi and, whatever, 10 years ago, he was a totally different person before he did all this crack. We just don't know. I guess there's no way to know for sure.
So if Satoshi put Gavin in charge and the Bitcoin Core team kicked Gavin out of Bitcoin, is it really Bitcoin? Gavin Andreessen on Twitter says that Bitcoin Cash is what I started working on in 2010 as a store of value and means of exchange. That's the dude who was put in charge of Bitcoin, who got kicked out of Bitcoin. What gives, right? Bitcoin Cash, Bcash, whatever you want to call it, has gotten a lot of hate from Bitcoin maximalists. I used to be one to a degree, right? But I keep an open mind like the Bible tells me to, and I ask questions. And in turn, I get a lot of people that seem to believe that there can be only one crypto, Bitcoin. It seems silly and ridiculous that Bitcoin can be everything to everyone. It was designed to be a peer-to-peer method of distributing cash. That's it. Cryptos and blockchain using smart contracts or blockchains for logistics or automation don't have to be Bitcoin. There are other viable solutions out there. Not everybody needs a Corvette. Some people need a minivan. Some people need a touring bus. Why is it Bitcoin or nothing? I mean, let's face it, Bitcoin sucks for buying coffee, but is an incredible store of value so long as the Core team doesn't have a bad day. That's why I keep saying, leave Bitcoin alone. It's fine that it's slow, it's methodical, it's a touch clunky, but you know what? It's freaking reliable. So leave it the FUD alone, right? We can use second layer solutions if you're hell-bent on using Bitcoin Core, but don't mess with the underlying code unless you want to go to bigger blocks like Bitcoin Cash did. Maybe some routine maintenance here and there. The Bitcoin Core team and some of the smartest coders on the planet are there, but they can have a bad day too, and that's when it's awful for everybody. Bitcoin sucks for buying coffee. Bitcoin Cash with bigger blocks is far cheaper, far faster, far better. But I digress. Leave Bitcoin alone. Leave it strong, slow, and reliable so all the people who have invested in it don't lose their money or their faith in Bitcoin. We have huge institutions coming in and many who are already here. If Bitcoin dies, so does crypto. Look at the Bitcoin dominance. It's over 62%. Leave Bitcoin alone. Leave it as a store of value. Make sure no one makes any more of it. For peer-to-peer cash, use second-layer solutions like the Bitcoin Cash Register. This works in seconds and is almost free using Bitcoin Cash. It's accepted all over the world and is faster and cheaper than credit cards with no chargebacks. A true peer-to-peer cash system. So I say again, leave Bitcoin alone. I know, it's a horrible Chris Crocker, but don't mess with the chain. Go second layer solution. If needed, add bigger blocks, do some routine maintenance here and there, fine, but stop there. It doesn't have to be everything for everyone. An incredible store of value is good enough. The creation of Bitcoin gave birth to all other cryptos. It's the greatest invention of my lifetime. Satoshi should get like a Nobel Peace Prize. It's incredible, so don't mess it up. Besides, let's face it, most nobody is using Bitcoin for commerce anyways. They're using it as an investment, waiting for it to moon. We need crypto in our lives. We need crypto to be truly free, but we need it to be stable. Things like Honestcoin, things we can use for wages and commerce without huge upward and downward price swings. Bitcoin won't be that, so stop trying to make it that. Bitcoin needs to be left alone. And again, it can't be everything for everyone and succeed. Let others innovate. Let others bring value. Let others solve problems. Let other altcoins be tried and tested, and the best ones win. But above all, leave Bitcoin alone. Hey peeps, just a friendly reminder, Crypto Beatles shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beatles and his guests. Robert Beatles is a co-founder of the Monarch Wallet, host of Trading View Sessions, Crypto Beatles on YouTube, and on several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beatles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. And one last thing before we get into this, please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. All right, so God bless you, love you, and leave Bitcoin alone.